Have you ever wondered how some people get a big buck each year or always catch the big fish every time they go out? Maybe they're not telling you something. A big part of being an angler and hunter is sharing knowledge, technique, and experience. There are givers and takers in all walks of life, but yours truly thinks angling and hunting attracts the givers. After all, no other group does more for conservation. And while we feel that we don't get the recognition we deserve sometimes, no one reaps the rewards of giving and sharing like we do.
Yamaha Canada proudly presents the Angler and Hunter Radio Show, the voice of anglers and hunters. On today's show,
research scientist John D. Scott joins us to tell us all we need to know about Lyme disease. From September 22nd to September 26th, the 13th World Benchrest Shooting Federation's championship is being held in Wright City, Missouri. And Vera Carter from Team Canada is going to let us know all the details. Plus, the win a Yamaha Alumacraft contest and more on today's Angler and Hunter Radio.
Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Hi folks, Gord Pizer here. I spend a lot of time in the water, as many as 200 days a season, and my new revolutionary Kingfisher boat gets me to fish quickly and safely, despite the weather. It's all because of the unique Preflex hull design, and the state-of-the-art interior meets all my fishing needs. Hey, to learn more about the amazing Kingfisher boats, visit kingfishermultispecies.com. Now, get into your Kingfisher and meet me where the big fish roam.
Fishing season's getting closer. Mike Miller here, reminding you that Canadian Tire has everything you need for fishing season, from nets, lures, and line to rods and reels. Canadian Tire, Canada's fishing store.
Ride into summer with Polaris and get unprecedented savings across the world's biggest and best off-road lineup. Right now, you could save $800 or more on 13 of our best models. Get a huge $1,400 rebate on the world's best-selling utility side-by-side, Ranger XP900. Take home a $1,000 rebate on a revolutionary Polaris Ace. Jump on a legendary Sportsman 570 and put $900 back in your pocket. Or get an $800 rebate on the ultimate off-road performance machine, Razor XP1000. And for a limited time, every Polaris off-road vehicle comes with a free one-year warranty. Hurry in. These amazing summer savings won't last long. See your Polaris dealer now during the Polaris Ride into Summer sales event. Offers valid in Canada, subject to credit approval and valid on new 2008 through 2015 models. Good through 6/30/15. See dealer for details. Adult model vehicles are for helmeted riders age 16 and older.
There's more to moose management than drastic tag cuts. Many factors affect moose management: predation, habitat, disease, and unregulated harvest. Why should a severe loss of licensed hunting opportunities be the government's only approach for moose management? Moose hunters are committed to conservation. We are part of the solution, but not the only solution. Learn more at ofah.org/moose. A message from the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions with a membership in the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and, only through this limited time offer, a Lucky Strike flat bottom fishing net, a Shimano reel, the Shimano Sienna, a Coast LED headlamp, a Fox 40 classic whistle, a full-size package of fish crisp, a pair of Strike King sunglasses, and Team OFAH Camouflage Lumbar Pack. This membership package is a $245 value for $71.95. care enough to join today.
Hey, let's go fishing. Great adventures start with those little words and a trip to TSE Stores. We're excited about fishing season two. Don't forget to show your OFAH membership card.
TSE Stores, get a good deal more. Your incredible country hardware store.
Hey, are you fishing for better insurance? Good news. As an OFAH member, you can catch some great savings on your insurance with BrokerLink. Plus, for a limited time, call for a quote and you'll be entered for a chance to win a Polaris Sportsman ATV. Now that's a real deal. Give BrokerLink a call today and see what we can do for you.
It's a good time to call BrokerLink. 888-769-0030.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Fishing Corner is brought to you by Alumacraft and Kingfisher Boats, celebrating a tradition of excellence.
Welcome to the voice of anglers and hunters, Angler and Hunter Radio. I'm Randy Jennings. Lyme disease is an inflammatory disease characterized by first a rash, headache, fever and chills, and later by possible arthritis and neurological and cardiac disorders caused by bacteria that are transmitted by ticks.
Okay, joining us today is John D. Scott, research scientist on Lyme disease. And John's got some 25 years of background in this type of thing. John, welcome to Angler and Hunter Radio. How are you doing this morning?
I'm fine, thanks.
So Lyme disease is something that personally I've been aware of for, oh, geez, I would say since the early 80s. I had a friend who actually almost lost his foot from Lyme disease. What can you tell our listeners about what Lyme disease is and how people contract it?
Well, it's been here for a long time. It was officially documented in 1982, so you're right on the mark there. But going back through time, I'm sure it's been here thousands of years. Now, in terms of how it affects a person, causes arthritic and neurological symptoms, and quite often these diseases mimic chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia and ALS and Alzheimer's.
Okay. So obviously, how would, like, you know, for people who are out there fishing and hunting in the outdoors, where are their concerns? How are they going to contract this disease? What are they going to get it from?
Well, out in the wild, they're going to contract it by the bite of an infected tick, and in Ontario, the primary vector is the blacklake tick, Ixodes scapularis.
Okay, and this tick is found, obviously it's found on, it finds its way onto animals. How does it get onto humans? Is it waiting for a host somewhere in the woods? Does it live in wooded areas, or whereabouts are these things found?
Well, during the mild season, why it's sitting on a leaf, questing with its legs stretched out, ready to grab any suitable host, whether it's a person or whether it's a mammal or it could be a bird.
Okay. And these actual ticks, are they particular to one type of animal? Like, I've heard that they're obviously found on white-tailed deer. Can they be found on rabbits, or can they get on your dogs or moose, or, you know, is the sky the limit on that type of thing?
I don't know about moose, but the other ones you mentioned, it will be questing for them.
Okay, so you know, they're not fussy. They're going to get where they have to go to get their, I guess it's a, they get right underneath your skin and start feasting away.
Well, actually, they don't go under the skin, but they pierce the skin with their piercing mouth parts.
Okay.
So it's just like a needle. They first of all anesthetize the area so a person can't feel it, and then they poke their hypostome in, which is a piercing mouth part, and start to suck blood.
Ooh, that's nasty. So I guess before we talk about how to identify whether we've been bit by one or whether we have one on us, what can we do to prevent these things from getting on us and biting us?
Well, I checked the Consumer Reports this morning just before I went on the air, and the top-performing ones contain picaridin, that's 20%, and 30% oil of lemon eucalyptus.
Okay.
And they'll keep the ticks and mosquitoes off for 7 hours.
Okay, and in terms of where you're going to apply this, is this something that's going to be below the waist, or are you best just getting it on your, you know, on your person everywhere you can that's exposed?
Well, if they're hunters and fishermen, they're going to be covered. Quite often, fishermen will have boots if they're wading and that type of thing. So they're protected on the bottom quarters very well, but okay, they've got their hands exposed and so on when they're walking through to get where they're going, and so they can latch on that way and then crawl up the sleeve.
Right, right. So now, in all your years of research on these ticks, in terms of your findings, we're hearing a lot more about this Lyme disease in the news now, and I think the reason why is how difficult it is to actually, you know, determine that somebody has Lyme disease. What have you found in your research in terms of, A, is this something that's on the increase, and B, is our medical sector getting ramped up to be able to identify Lyme disease better when it's found in human beings?
Well, my take on this is from a range standpoint perspective, I think it's a myth because I think it's been overlooked till quite recently. I don't know, you have fishermen and hunters up in northern Ontario, and public health say, well, we haven't got a problem, but basically I know of one particular site that's been there for over 20 years because of the history of the people that were there.
Okay, so I guess what you're saying is this has always been around.
Yes.
And some people may have it without even realizing they have it.
That's right.
And the symptoms are so widespread that identifying those symptoms are difficult at best.
Yeah, well, it mimics other diseases, and this is one thing that will fool the medical profession. And then the medical profession themselves, particularly the mainstream medical profession, are poorly schooled in Lyme disease and associated tick-borne diseases. So that makes it more difficult.
We will return with John D. Scott and more about Lyme disease after these important messages from our sponsors.
Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Hi folks, Gord Pizer here. I spend a lot of time in the water, as many as 200 days a season, and my new revolutionary Kingfisher boat gets me to fish quickly and safely, despite the weather. It's all because of the unique Preflex hull design, and the state-of-the-art interior meets all my fishing needs. Hey, to learn more about the amazing Kingfisher boats, visit kingfishermultispecies.com. Now, get into your Kingfisher and meet me where the big fish roam.
Fishing season's getting closer. Mike Miller here, reminding you that Canadian Tire Pro Shops have everything you need for fishing season, from nets, lures, and line to rods and reels. Canadian Tire, Canada's fishing store.
Isn't it about time you took that fishing or hunting trip of a lifetime? Make your lifelong memory now by booking your adventure at the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Find the perfect hunting or fishing packages in more than hundreds of Quebec's exceptional world-class outfitters. And you know what? You could win your trip by entering one of the two giveaways run by the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Don't wait. They're only a click away at QuebecOutfitters.com or give them a call toll free at 1-800-567-9009.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions with a membership in the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and, only through this limited time offer, a Lucky Strike flat bottom fishing net, a Shimano reel, the Shimano Sienna, a Coast LED headlamp, a Fox 40 classic whistle, a full-size package of fish crisp, a pair of Strike King sunglasses, and Team OFAH Camouflage Lumbar Pack. This membership package is a $245 value for $71.95. Care enough to join today.
There's more to moose management than drastic tag cuts. Many factors affect moose management: predation, habitat, disease, and unregulated harvest. Why should a severe loss of licensed hunting opportunities be the government's only approach for moose management? Moose hunters are committed to conservation. We are part of the solution, but not the only solution. Learn more at ofah.org/moose. A message from the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters.
Mike Miller here from Angler and Hunter Television. Aquatic invasive species and fish-killing diseases like VHS threaten the health of Lake Simcoe. By taking 2 minutes to clean, drain, and dry your boat every time you take it out of the water, you will help stop the spread of aquatic invasive species into Lake Simcoe and other water bodies in Ontario. For more information, contact the Invading Species Hotline at 1-800-563-7711 or visit invadingspecies.com. A message from Ontario's Invading Species Awareness Program as part of the Operation Boat Clean campaign.
Ride into summer with Polaris and get unprecedented savings across the world's biggest and best off-road lineup. Right now, you could save $800 or more on 13 of our best models. Get a huge $1,400 rebate on the world's best-selling utility side-by-side, Ranger XP900. Take home a $1,000 rebate on a revolutionary Polaris Ace. Jump on a legendary Sportsman 570 and put $900 back in your pocket. Or get an $800 rebate on the ultimate off-road performance machine, Razor XP1000. And for a limited time, every Polaris off-road vehicle comes with a free one-year warranty. Hurry in. These amazing summer savings won't last long. See your Polaris dealer now during the Polaris Ride into Summer sales event. Offers valid in Canada, subject to credit approval and valid on new 2008 through 2015 models. Good through 6/30/15. See dealer for details. Adult model vehicles are for helmeted riders age 16 and older.
Welcome back to Angler and Hunter Radio. I'm Randy Jennings, and you're listening to my interview with John D. Scott about Lyme disease.
And then if a person is diagnosed and treated, the College of Physicians and Surgeons of Ontario will harass and victimize any doctor who prescribes long-term antimicrobials. So some physicians have been forced to give up their medical license and retire or switch to something else.
So why would the society do something like that? Is it because they feel it's not proven science? Or?
Well, they don't believe it can be persistent. And so this is a very persistent disease, and I can speak personally because I've had it for at least 28 years. Both my wife and I have it. So we know firsthand that it is persistent. We still have to continue treating it.
Okay, and how did you eventually determine that you had Lyme disease?
Well, we drove halfway across the province to find a physician who at that time was dealing with chronic fatigue, and he tested me for tick-borne diseases, and lo and behold, it came out positive for Lyme disease.
Okay. Yeah, because this is some of the things that we are hearing in the media lately about people who feel like they have this disease that are actually traveling outside of the country to get diagnosed and to get treatment.
That's right. My estimate is that we've got 3,000 patients across Canada crossing the border for diagnosis and treatment, and this is a health care calamity here in Ontario and across Canada.
Yeah, and obviously it's, and from my understanding, this is something that's not localized, it's broad-based, it's as far south as Long Point and as far north as, how far north can this be found?
Well, the feds have shown establishment as far north as west of Winnipeg. But my studies primarily take into account ticks on songbirds, and we've got an Ixodes scapularis, that's the blackleg tick, which is a vector of Lyme disease, as far north and as far west as north central Alberta. So wow. The birds during spring migration will take them way up into the north country, particularly the boreal forest.
Okay, so this is mainly found in the tick itself. This is not a tick that typically finds itself on moose. Am I correct there?
I'm not sure about moose. This is a very hazy area. I've never, I've got ticks in from birds from all across the country and from mammals all across the country, and I haven't got a blackleg tick off of moose, but that doesn't mean to say they don't quest and attach to them.
Okay. So it would be a different tick like the ones that we do see on moose, because it seems to be...
Yeah, that's right. It's the winter tick or the moose tick, and it can be on there, oh, I've heard of 30,000 ticks, and it will loosen the hair and causes drop off. And sometimes it will, if the numbers are very high, it will kill the moose.
Yeah, we've seen in my particular area, John, the not only moose with these engorged ticks on them, but in the wintertime, trails with moose hair for miles where it's been dropping off. And like you say, it you know, they lose their fur, they can get hypothermic, they can get sick, that sort of thing. So it's something, but this is different than the blackleg tick. So not to be confused, and this is something that's not jumping off a deer onto the person necessarily, but something that's just found in nature. I mean, probably in wood piles and grasses. And if you're not protected, if you're not covered, if you don't have the proper type of covering on your exposed skin, they can bite you. Now, when they do bite you, I've heard that you can get a rash. Is this something that's common to happen all the time, or is it, can you not have a rash?
Well, the bullseye or homogeneous rash associated with Lyme disease occurs in less than 50% of cases. And then 70% of people don't remember a tick bite. So this is where it's so easy to miss seeing or feeling the initial infection.
Right. Yeah, so it's just something that, you know, typically, and that's probably what happened to a few of the people I knew back in the 80s who contracted this. So any further thoughts before we part on Lyme disease and ticks and how they involve themselves with anglers and hunters?
Well, I don't know. I think we've covered the main points, but take precautions in terms of when you're finished during the day and getting a shower, make sure you do a thorough tick check, because ticks like a moist environment. So they'll be questing down near the ground where it's moist, and then during the hot summer days, they'll go down into the leaf, cool leaf litter. They'll be as happy as can be. And then in the wintertime, particularly, let's say late November, hunting season then, and there's snow cover, they'll go down under an insulating blanket of snow and be as cozy as can be. So climate change or that type of thing does not come into effect in terms of ticks.
Okay, they're very, very adaptable little critters, that's for sure.
Yeah, they know how to protect themselves and survive in our climate.
Okay, well, thank you so much for giving us a little insight into this terrible little creature and what it can do to us, because I'm certainly sure that awareness is where everything begins, John.
Well, I hope that I can help one listener alleviate the aches and pains of this disease. So if you have any questions, further questions, why give me a shout.
Okay, and how can our listeners get in touch with you, John?
Well, you can phone us at 519-843-3646.
Okay, perfect. You have yourself a great day, and thanks again.
Okay, thanks.
Ontario's provincial government took steps to enhance its efforts to educate people without Lyme disease. With unanimous consent from all parties, Haldeman Norfolk MPP Toby Barrett's Infectious Diseases Bill 27 was passed. It calls on the government to establish guidelines for prevention of vector-borne diseases through education and research. Vector-borne diseases are those that rely upon organisms such as mosquitoes, ticks, or sandflies to transmit a pathogen from one host to another. Barrett says the province needs to move forward with making decisions about treatment and diagnosis based on neutral, objective science. This legislation is set up to put a framework in place to allow experts to make the decisions, he says. According to Ontario's Ministry of Health and Long-Term Care, Lyme disease can have many symptoms if left untreated, ranging from a flu-like illness in early stages to more serious symptoms affecting the central nervous system, brain, or heart. The ministry says those who camp, fish, hike, or hunt should wear light-colored clothing, avoid shrubs or grassy areas, and wear long sleeves and long pants. For extra protection, tuck those pants into your socks. It's also recommended that people use a bug repellent using DEET, though they should read the manufacturer's instructions before applying the repellent on themselves or children. Vera Carter from Team Canada is talking about the World Benchrest Shooting Federation Championship. You won't want to miss this one when we return.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Fishing Corner is brought to you by Alumacraft and Kingfisher Boats, celebrating a tradition of excellence. Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Hi folks, Gord Pizer here. I spend a lot of time in the water, as many as 200 days a season, and my new revolutionary Kingfisher boat gets me to fish quickly and safely, despite the weather. It's all because of the unique Preflex hull design, and the state-of-the-art interior meets all my fishing needs. Hey, to learn more about the amazing Kingfisher boats, visit kingfishermultispecies.com. Now, get into your Kingfisher and meet me where the big fish roam.
Fishing season's getting closer. Mike Miller here, reminding you that Canadian Tire has everything you need for fishing season, from nets, lures, and line to rods and reels. Canadian Tire, Canada's fishing store.
Ride into summer with Polaris and get unprecedented savings across the world's biggest and best off-road lineup. Right now, you could save $800 or more on 13 of our best models. Get a huge $1,400 rebate on the world's best-selling utility side-by-side, Ranger XP900. Take home a $1,000 rebate on a revolutionary Polaris Ace. Jump on a legendary Sportsman 570 and put $900 back in your pocket. Or get an $800 rebate on the ultimate off-road performance machine, Razor XP1000. And for a limited time, every Polaris off-road vehicle comes with a free one-year warranty. Hurry in. These amazing summer savings won't last long. See your Polaris dealer now during the Polaris Ride into Summer sales event. Offers valid in Canada, subject to credit approval and valid on new 2008 through 2015 models. Good through 6/30/15. See dealer for details. Adult model vehicles are for helmeted riders age 16 and older.
Isn't it about time you took that fishing or hunting trip of a lifetime? Make your lifelong memory now by booking your adventure at the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Find the perfect hunting or fishing packages in more than hundreds of Quebec's exceptional world-class outfitters. And you know what? You could win your trip by entering one of the two giveaways run by the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Don't wait. They're only a click away at QuebecOutfitters.com or give them a call toll free at 1-800-567-9009.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions with a membership in the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and, only through this limited time offer, a Lucky Strike flat bottom fishing net, a Shimano reel, the Shimano Sienna, a Coast LED headlamp, a Fox 40 classic whistle, a full-size package of fish crisp, a pair of Strike King sunglasses, and Team OFAH Camouflage Lumbar Pack. This membership package is a $245 value for $71.95. Care enough to join today.
Hey, let's go fishing. Great adventures start with those little words and a trip to TSE Stores. We're excited about fishing season two. Don't forget to show your OFAH membership card.
TSC Stores, get a good deal more. Your incredible country hardware store.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Hunting Corner is brought to you by Canadian Tire. Check out our new fishing and hunting pro shops at select Canadian Tire stores.
Joining us today is Vera Carter. Vera, how are you today?
I'm well, Randy. Thank you for having me on the Federation Anglers and Hunters Radio.
What can you tell our listeners about the Canadian World Bench Rest Team?
Well, I am a member of the Canadian World Bench Rest Team. Mm-hmm. So my husband, George, and I, we've competed since 2005 on the World Bench Rest Competition. So that's taken us to the United States, Austria, South Africa, France, and Australia, and this year we're going back to St. Louis, Missouri for the world.
Wow, so you've been all over the world doing this.
It's been really cool, you know, and Federation Anglers and Hunters is the Canadian World Team sanctioning body, so they've enabled us to compete around the world, so thank you to them for their support of the shooting sports in Canada.
That's awesome. So how did you get involved in this?
Well, As a kid growing up in rural Ontario, I've always been interested in shooting sports, so pellet guns when I was a kid and plinking with a .22 rifle. My husband, George, he saved every penny that he earned as a kid for ammunition. He was a gun nut and crazy about varmint rifles and reloading and shooting in the gravel pit.
Really? So obviously, you know, George got you interested and had a large part in this. How long was it? So you got your range. How long was it till you actually managed to get your first, real competitive firearm?
Sure. We waited. The first one we bought probably was the 6PPC Seiko when they came out, probably the early 90s, I'm trying to remember. We waited a year to get that. So
wow.
we've been obsessed about the competitive shooting for a long time. But when we really got into bench rest competition was in 97. George heard about a bunch of clubs in the London area, out of Elmira, that were doing bench rest competitions. So he went to them, bought a bench rest custom rifle in 97 and did well. And he came home and he said to me, "Wow, you know, you'd really like to do this." So the next year I went, and my very first group shoot, I set a range record.
Wow, so you're a natural.
Well, I think it's one of those 10,000 hours things. I've been doing it all your life.
So this is obviously a high level of competition when you're traveling around the world. What exactly does entail bench rest shooting? What is it all about?
Sure. So it's essentially target shooting. We shoot at 100 and 200 yard benches, ranges, sometimes out to 300 yards, but not every range has a 300 yard range. So it really is short range bench rest. So bench rest is exactly what it sounds like. You put your rifle on a concrete bench on sandbags. And instead of using a bipod, we have a machined front rest. But essentially, you're on sandbags.
Okay. And how did this all come to be? Is it something that's been around for a long time? Or
it has, since the early 1900s. I think they call it varmint class because obviously the guys trying to clear out the gophers and the groundhogs out of the farmers' fields, they were looking for an accurate rifle, and they started using them to compete. So the early rifles were very large, heavy guns. They weighed 20, 30, 40 pounds.
Wow.
They called them cruisers, yeah. They're still around, although they've evolved into a heavy machine gun. We call it a heavy bench. We've nicknamed it a rail gun, although rail gun has a military term. Ours aren't anywhere close to that.
Right.
But we still call our guns light varmint, which is a 10.5-pound gun, and heavy varmint, the 13.5-pound. So those are the two most popular class. But you get guys showing up at bench rest shoots with their hunting guns. There's a sporter class, a hunter class. So you don't have to have a custom bench rest gun to show up at the bench rest competition.
Wow. Okay, well, that's kind of interesting. So I guess there's a limited number of shots. You're obviously trying to hit a bullseye. Is that how it works? Or
yes, you can shoot score, which is your typical trying to shoot the bullseye. But we shoot group mostly. Now, group just means that you try to put one shot on top of the other in the smallest group possible. And it is timed, so you have 7 minutes to shoot five shots on record. You can put as many, you do have sighters. That's one thing about the short range with the heavy scopes that we have.
Okay.
I shoot a 50-power scope, so I can see a fly walking across the target at 200 yards. It's tempting not to shoot the little bugger. So we don't need somebody spotting us like they do in the sniper movies with the guys with the spotter beside them, or the long-range guys, they'll have a spotter where somebody tells them where their bullets are landing. We can see our own shots on target. So we have a sighter. You can put as many as you want on the sighter to figure out how far the wind is taking them. But the real idea of the game is to put five shots in as close a group as you possibly can.
Oh, wow. And what would that typically be for a grouping?
It's tiny. We are extreme right now with accuracy. We're not so like accuracy on steroids. If you think of putting a dime out at 200 yards, so that's two football fields.
Right.
And you're shooting in the wind, and if you can't hit the center of the dime all day, you are not even close to competitive.
Wow. That's crazy accurate.
It is. So the hunters in the group, you can think of shooting a half-inch group at 200 yards. It's probably pretty good for a hunting gun, right?
Pretty good, yeah. I say so.
So that's the quarter minute of angle accuracy. So you just, you take the half-inch group, divide it by two roughly, right? Now, a half-inch group at 200 yards for us would barely, unless it was a really crazy windy day at a big competition, half-inch groups at 200 yards will get you last place.
Really?
So you have to cut that in half. You have to be shooting a quarter-inch group, five shots at 200 yards. We call that a screamer. And you can get away with a half-inch group if you're at a big competition, but you better put a few screamers with it if you want to win.
That's incredible. So I presume then that there has to be consistent caliber and type of firearm to keep it all fair. What caliber? I think you maybe mentioned earlier. Do you still use the same caliber, the 6 PPC? Or?
Yeah, we do. That's the 6 PPC is an old Wildcat load. So Wildcat meaning a couple of guys in the machine shop decided to create their own action. So this was created by Ferris Pindell and Lou Palmisano, and these two guys, they passed away about a year ago, so at a very old age. So they came up with this, so it's called the 6mm PPC, which is the Pindell Palmisano cartridge. So that's a bit of history there, but just about everybody in bench rest shoots the 6 PPC because it's an extremely accurate cartridge.
We will return with more from Vera Carter from Team Canada and the World Bench Rest Shooting Federation Championships when we return
Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Hi folks, Gord Pieser here. I spend a lot of time in the water, as many as 200 days a season, and my new revolutionary Kingfisher boat gets me to fish quickly and safely, despite the weather. It's all because of the unique pre-flex hull design, and the state-of-the-art interior meets all my fishing needs. Hey, to learn more about the amazing Kingfisher boats, visit kingfishermultispecies.com. Now, get into your Kingfisher and meet me where the big fish roam.
Fishing season's getting closer. Mike Miller here, reminding you that Canadian Tire Pro Shops have everything you need for fishing season, from nets, lures and line, to rods and reels. Canadian Tire, Canada's fishing store.
Isn't it about time you took that fishing or hunting trip of a lifetime? Make your lifelong memory now by booking your adventure at the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Find the perfect hunting or fishing packages in more than hundreds of Quebec's exceptional world-class outfitters. And you know what? You could win your trip by entering one of the two giveaways run by the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Don't wait. They're only a click away at QuebecOutfitters.com or give them a call toll free at 1-800-567-9009.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions with a membership in the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and, only through this limited time offer, a Lucky Strike flat bottom fishing net, a Shimano reel, the Shimano Sienna, a Coast LED headlamp, a Fox 40 classic whistle, a full-size package of Fish Crisp, a pair of Strike King sunglasses, and Team OFAH Camouflage Lumbar Pack. This membership package is a $245 value for $71.95. Care enough to join today.
There's more to moose management than drastic tag cuts. Many factors affect moose management: predation, habitat, disease, and unregulated harvest. Why should a severe loss of licensed hunting opportunities be the government's only approach for moose management? Moose hunters are committed to conservation. We are part of the solution, but not the only solution. Learn more at ofah.org/moose. A message from the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters.
Hey, let's go fishing. Great adventures start with those little words and a trip to TSE stores. We're excited about fishing season two. Don't forget to show your OFAH membership card.
TSC Stores, get a good deal more. Your incredible country hardware store.
Mike Miller here from Angler and Hunter Television. Aquatic invasive species and fish-killing diseases like VHS threaten the health of Lake Simcoe. By taking 2 minutes to clean, drain, and dry your boat every time you take it out of the water, you will help stop the spread of aquatic invasive species into Lake Simcoe and other water bodies in Ontario. For more information, contact the Invading Species Hotline at 1-800-563-7711 or visit invadingspecies.com. A message from Ontario's Invading Species Awareness Program as part of the Operation Boat Clean campaign.
Welcome to the voice of anglers and hunters, Angler and Hunter Radio. You're listening to my chat with Vera Carter from Team Canada and the World Benchrest Shooting Federation Championships.
So we've talked about the caliber now, and obviously you've mentioned a little bit about the rifle and its weight and the fact that you're shooting, you know, upwards of 50 fixed power. The construction of the firearm, does it vary from your standard firearms?
Yeah, it does. The custom Benchrest rifles has a very wide fore end and a flat fore end. So you've got about a 3-inch front fore end, and it's flat, so it'll ride in the sandbag. And we pretty much make them now. They're the old wooden stocks always had trouble. You know, the old varmint guns, the guys used to try to free float the barrels so that they didn't have any pressure points. We've gone way past that now, yeah. We've got carbon fiber stocks. They're all custom built for us. So some of the guys have fiberglass. But that's it tends to, it's not an expensive hobby. If you think of it, you're probably investing as much as you would in a set of good golf clubs, and you can always sell them.
Yeah.
So some people think that the price of the guns are a barrier to joining the game, but it's not. You could show up at a big shoot, and you'll usually find a couple of guys that'll have a price tag on a gun for a couple $1,000s. Hmm. You can buy yourself a nice custom bench rest gun. Of course, if you try and buy them all, the big shooters, they're all looking for the latest and greatest in scopes. Night Force is coming out now with the scopes, so everybody's buying those. You can invest a lot of money if you want to, but you don't have to.
It's kind of like keeping ahead of the pack, but to be involved, you can, you have your entry level, which is great. That's awesome. And for ammunition, is that the type of thing that you purchase factory, or is it something, I guess I maybe already know the answer to this, you reload your own?
Yeah, we reload our own, mostly because of the Wildcat load. So you start with a 220 Russian, and the bullet diameter is a 243. So you have to, blow out the case for that neck. So there is a bit involved with fireforming the brass and getting that done. Having said that, you can buy 220 Russian, and you can also get, there are some guys in the U.S., some of the competitors, they will sell you once fired brass that's already set up. So for maybe, a couple hundred bucks, you can get a few hundred brass and start off. So like you say, entry level, people will sell you match grade bullets. They are, if you really want to compete, you can buy bullets online. From Berger, they make a very good 6 PPC USA match caliber bullet.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're at the top, you're going to be reloading your own, or you're going to buy from a competitor that's hand reloading his own bullet.
Okay.
So it's a very time consuming thing. We make our own, and it takes about 11 hours to make 1,000 bullets. So it's a labor of love. But you'll never shoot a more accurate bullet than the one you made yourself for yourself.
Yeah, there's a lot of satisfaction in that. And I think for all our listeners who are shooters, you'll understand all of the little elements that go into being an exceptional marksman. And for those listeners who've never target shot, or maybe even never shot a firearm before, maybe think, well, you put this thing on a sandbag and hold it steady and it's always going to shoot in the same place. But we know that there's all kinds of different factors like wind and barometric pressure. There's all kinds of things that change the way that projectiles can move in flight. Obviously, this is difficult, but when it's all hacked out, your competitive mindset and that sort of thing. How do you put this all together? And what have your results been so far to date?
We've done very well. Let me see now. George has, in 2010, he won the biggest shoot in the world, which was the Firearms Industry Super Shoot. First non-USA competitor since the very early days when the guys were shooting 308s. So he was, it was an incredibly interesting shoot.
Yeah.
To watch him winning the damn thing. It was a lot of fun. I won the next year. I won gold in France, the 100-yard light varmint. And that was when I got a 19 ag, meaning 190 thousandths of an inch for five shot groups during the day. So that was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
We each got top finishes in the world competition. So George, he was eighth in Austria and seventh in South Africa, and I finished 10th overall in France and 13th in Austria. And this year I won top woman at the Super Shoot. That was this year in May.
Nice.
And I started out of 228 competitors. I started out in 25th place in 100 yards. I managed to get 14th at 200 yards, which gave me a 9th overall in the light varmint grand aggregate and got me a top 20 patch. And getting a top 20 patch at the Super Shoot is pretty cool. It's their NASCAR down there in the bench rest competition. So
that's George incredible.
Always, yeah, George always said he wanted to dent some fenders. The year he won the super shoot, before the super shoot started, he said, "I think I'd like to put somebody into the wall this year."
that's a neat kind of analogy of things. So yeah. Obviously, we know now that the World Benchrest Championships are held, you know, each year. You're going to them again this year. Whereabouts are they being held, and when are they being held?
Yeah, so the Worlds are every other year.
Okay.
And, yeah, in St. Louis, Missouri this year. So the USA team, they're on their home turf, and they are going to be a force to be reckoned with. They're going to be tough to try and beat this year because they take it extremely seriously. They're going to be, they'll have 12 people, so you have three four-man teams. And the same with Canada. We've got 12 Canadians going down. We're all top of the world shooters, so we're certainly going to give them a run for their money.
Yeah, and, I know you are.
Yeah, we beat them before.
Yeah.
Like I say, it's going to be tough. They'll be serious down there. But then again, we're not flying anywhere. It's always a disadvantage when you're flying with your firearms because that's stressful, just to say the least. Getting into different countries like South Africa and making sure that your guns arrive.
Going to South Africa with a firearm, yeah, I could see how that could be a little stressful. Yeah, obviously, yeah. So that's awesome. Well, obviously, we're all going to be rooting for you, and of course, all of Team Canada. Now, how can our listeners, first of all, follow this and get more information on you? And little birdie told me too that you're working on a book which could really help us all out with precision shooting. How could they get some information on all these things?
Well, let me see now. If you right now, if you go on to benchrest.ca, you can get some more information about benchrest shooting in Canada, and there is a blog there, that a forum. And they will be posting all of the international shoots. So if you're interested, you can just go to www.benchrest.ca. As I get more involved in my book, I'm going to be setting up my own website. It's not there yet, but probably when we do a follow-up after the Worlds on Federation Anglers and Hunters Radio, I might just be able to give out another web address of my own where people might be able to get more information about the book that I'm writing.
I think that would be great, and not only for the exciting sport of benchrest shooting, but also for just, you know, an application to people who, you know, want to get some good tips on long-distance shooting.
I am trying to write so that it would be of interest to any gun enthusiast who's interested in increasing the accuracy and the precision of their shooting sport. Of course, it will be benchrest focused. That's my love and my obsession. But I think any shooter would be able to get some information on the shooting sports. And the long range guys, they have the same challenges that we do as far as setting up your mental, you know, vision and not choking on the last target.
Yeah.
All of that.
Oh, I can see there's a lot of pressure there. Yeah.
It is. The world's watching it. People Google this around the world. I mean, if you Google my name, you'll see me shooting in different countries. So it's the world watches you, and you do feel that pressure when you're shooting in the big competitions. But that's the fun of it. That's what makes this a great game.
Yeah, exactly. Well, thank you so much for representing Canada and the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters, and all the best to George, yourself, and all the Canadians who are going down to St. Louis for the World Championships.
Thank you, Randy. We do appreciate all the support that Ontario Federation Anglers and Hunters has given us, and I'll look forward to talking to you in the fall after we come back, and hopefully we'll put somebody into the wall.
That'll be awesome.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Hunting Corner is brought to you by Canadian Tire. Check out our new fishing and hunting pro shops at select Canadian Tire stores.
We will return with the Win an Alumacraft contest and more on today's Angler and Hunter Radio.
Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Hi folks, Gord Pizer here. I spend a lot of time in the water, as many as 200 days a season, and my new revolutionary Kingfisher boat gets me to fish quickly and safely, despite the weather. It's all because of the unique Preflex hull design, and the state-of-the-art interior meets all my fishing needs. Hey, to learn more about the amazing Kingfisher boats, visit KingfisherMultispecies.com. Now, get into your Kingfisher and meet me where the big fish roam.
Fishing season's getting closer. Mike Miller here, reminding you that Canadian Tire has everything you need for fishing season, from nets, lures, and line to rods and reels. Canadian Tire, Canada's fishing store.
Ride into summer with Polaris and get unprecedented savings across the world's biggest and best off-road lineup. Right now, you could save $800 or more on 13 of our best models. Get a huge $1,400 rebate on the world's best-selling utility side-by-side, Ranger XP900. Take home a $1,000 rebate on a revolutionary Polaris Ace. Jump on a legendary Sportsman 570 and put $900 back in your pocket. Or get an $800 rebate on the ultimate off-road performance machine, Razor XP1000. And for a limited time, every Polaris off-road vehicle comes with a free one-year warranty. Hurry in. These amazing summer savings won't last long. See your Polaris dealer now during the Polaris Ride into Summer sales event. Offers valid in Canada, subject to credit approval and valid on new 2008 through 2015 models. Good through 6/30/15. See dealer for details. Adult model vehicles are for helmeted riders age 16 and older.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions with a membership in the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and, only through this limited time offer, a Lucky Strike flat bottom fishing net, a Shimano reel, the Shimano Sienna, a Coast LED headlamp, a Fox 40 classic whistle, a full-size package of fish crisp, a pair of Strike King sunglasses, and Team OFAH Camouflage Lumbar Pack. This membership package is a $245 value for $71.95. Care enough to join today.
Hey, are you fishing for better insurance? Good news! As an OFAH member, you can catch some great savings on your insurance with BrokerLink. Plus, for a limited time, call for a quote and you'll be entered for a chance to win a Polaris Sportsman ATV. Now that's a real deal. Give BrokerLink a call today and see what we can do for you.
It's a good time to call BrokerLink. 888-769-0030.
Last season, we gave you a chance to win my Yamaha Alumacraft boat package, and the response was overwhelming. So we are now accepting entries to win a V16 Alumacraft with F20 Yamaha and trailer valued at $10,130. Listen to Angler and Hunter Radio for a weekly passcode and then visit the contest page to enter for your chance to win. You can also obtain an additional passcode by liking us on Facebook or following us on Twitter. We will post one additional passcode sometime during the week following the airing of the show. One entry per person per passcode. Full contest rules are available on the contest page. By the way, today's passcode is quality. We will be giving another, yes, another cool Alumacraft Yamaha waterfowl package this summer. So stay tuned to Angler and Hunter Radio for more details. No one becomes successful in life without a little help. Sharing your expertise and knowledge with new anglers and hunters is the best way to keep our heritage strong. Waterfowler Heritage Day is coming up soon, and what a great way to help a new hunter get started.
Look it up in the Migratory Bird Regulations and remember, united, we are a strong voice in conservation. Be safe. I'm Randy Jennings.
The Angler and Hunter Radio Show has been brought to you by Canadian Tire. Check out our new hunting and fishing pro shops at select Canadian Tire stores. Yamaha. What kind of Yamaha are you? And by Alumacraft and Kingfisher Boats, celebrating a tradition of excellence. Angler and Hunter Radio is a production of the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. Please send your tall tales and comments to ahradio.ca.
Don't forget, you can check out past episodes of Angler and Hunter Radio on the web at anglerandhunterradio.ca or wrboradio.com.